Hello, hello, self-love here. Today I want to talk about doing what you say you will do. So I have this acquaintance of mine, and I saw her yesterday for a period of time. We talked for a little bit, and she was telling me about wanting to get back in shape for the new year because she's not comfortable in her own body, and I think that's great. If you're not comfortable in your own body and you want to do something about it, that's awesome. Take the first steps to do it. And so she was telling me that, you know, she wanted to go at 6 a.m. today with me and go and do it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, you know. And then, you know, 6 a.m. in the morning comes and I, you know, was waiting for a text to, you know, for her to let me know when she wanted to go. And before I know it, it's 6:30 and I realize that it's probably not going to happen. Which, don't get me wrong, I was slightly annoyed by it. I was. Because, you know, taking time out of my day to do something with you and then you not wanting to do it is frustrating for me. But this is not the first time it's happened to me. It's probably not going to be the last time. And I'm sure I have done it to other people. So I'm not saying that this individual is a bad person. I'm simply saying that it's frustrating when people give up on themselves. Like, I genuinely felt sad. I was slightly annoyed initially, but then I was like, you know what, I just feel bad for her because she didn't have enough self-confidence in herself or, you know, respect for herself to get up and do the thing that she told herself that she wanted to do. And then I start internalizing this and I ask myself, why do we do this as humans? Why do we say we're going to do something and then do something completely different? Or we just don't do it because we're lazy or we don't have the motivation today, or, you know, you get distracted because something else happens in your life and you don't take the time to make certain things that you say that you want done in your life, and then you don't do them. So for me, it was like, you know, I'm really sorry that she didn't want to, you know, get up and go and do it. And so I'm sitting here thinking, well, what in the world? Why do we do this to ourselves? And I came up with what I think is a decent answer for this. Again, this is my opinion. Think of me what you will. If you don't agree, cool. Not gonna worry about it. Not gonna lose sleep over it. But this is my idea of the situation. And I actually found a verse about this too. And I'm going to explain what I think the verse means. And again, think of me what you will. But I hope you get something out of this. So, let's get into it. So I think the reason we are so easily tripped up by things that we want to do, like, and I'm going to, just for an example, I'm going to use health and fitness because this was the example that, you know, started this thought process in the beginning anyway. So it's the New Year's, right? Everyone makes New Year's resolutions. Everyone makes, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Certain things they want to change about themselves. And so you go and you get, you write out, you figure out a meal plan that you want to do. You pick out a diet. You pick out, you know, what you want for your meals. And you do the research. You get it together. You figure it out. And then you go buy the meals. You prep your meals if you have to. You do all that. And then you go and find a workout routine that you think you might like. And then you make sure that you figure out the workouts you're going to do for each and every day. And you're like, okay, you know, I got this. I've got this together. And then maybe you go ahead and you go get a fancy new workout set of clothes to get you motivated, to get you going, to get you up and ready to do this, to kill it today. And then the day comes and your alarm goes off or whatever happens and you're like, ugh. You just, your balloon just like literally loses all its air. All your motivation, all your prepping, all your planning for this moment. And you don't do it. Or you do it and then you do it for a couple weeks and you're getting into it and then something happens and then you completely get derailed and then you never come back to it. I think a lot of people have this mindset of it's an all or nothing thing, forgetting that we're humans and, you know, life happens, things happen, people get sick, kids get sick, you know, you end up staying up all night with them and then you're tired and things happen. And so this mentality of all or nothing is really kind of what derails us from getting things done. And it's not all or nothing. It should be, you know, just trying to be consistent, you know. And if it is, you can't do something every single day, do it a couple times a week. Like, it's not a big deal if we just stay consistent. But I don't want this to be completely about weight loss. So I'm going to get back on track here. But the thing is I think if you're going to say you're going to do something, then you need to be honest with yourself and pick something that you can actually do and realistically can ease your way into so that you can get the results that you want. Like, again, weight loss. A lot of people, you know, do everything all at once and it's like overwhelming for them. You know, if you just pick one thing, like maybe you just want to start with drinking water, more water than what you've ever drinking before. So you said, you know, I'm going to drink this amount of ounces every day of water. And so it's these little steps that you got to change to make a difference in your life. And everyone has this mentality that you have to do it all at once. But the thing is if you say you're going to do something, especially if you're going to involve someone else in your life who's going to do it with you, then you better get yourself up and go and do it with that person, because not only are you not keeping yourself accountable, you're also not being accountable to that other person, and so therefore you're wasting their time, their resources, their day. And it also makes you a liar. You're literally lying because you said you would do this thing, or you'd go hang out with this person, or you'd go to the gym, or you'd do this, that, and the other thing. And then if you don't do it, then you're lying to those people. And I don't think that a lot of people see it as lying as much as they're like, oh, well, you know, something came up, or I wanted to hang out with this person, but this person wanted to hang out with me instead, so I went and hung out with them and, you know, blew this person off. But think of it this way. How would you feel if you were the person that, and I'm sure all of you guys probably have had someone in your life do this to you at some point in your life. If not, you will. If you're young and you're listening to this podcast, perhaps there's a chance that you haven't had that happen. But most of us have, you know, and most of us probably have done it ourselves. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm this perfect person and I claim that I have all the answers, because I don't, and I am a hypocrite too. Everyone is. But the goal is to improve, to try to make steps in the right direction of being better than what you were yesterday. I came across this this little quote. This was probably a while ago now, but it said something to the effect of, you just want to be 1% better than yesterday, than who you were yesterday. Just 1%. Do 1% better than what you were yesterday. And I love that because it's like, you know, you don't have to be this perfect person. You don't have to be someone who has it together all the time. But you're improving still. You're doing 1% better than you were doing yesterday. And that's still improvement. That's still growth. You're still getting there. And with that being said, you know, you got to put ground boundaries down because if you're someone who doesn't make it a big deal and you're like, yeah, it's okay, it's fine, you know, chances are that person will do it to you again. And they'll be like, hey, it was cool with them that I did it that one time, and it's not a big deal if I do it again. Well, if you don't say anything or have that conversation with someone, be like, hey, you know, I don't appreciate it when you say that you're going to do something with me and then you cancel on me, and then I find out you're doing something with someone else instead. It really makes me feel bad because I feel like I'm not good enough. And that person's better than me. And it's not that that person's better than you. It might just be that they click more as, you know, people who interact with each other and friends and stuff. But the point is to try not to be that way with people. You know, try not to hurt people's feelings. And when you say you're going to do something, do it. And a lot of the time, I think because we're in a digital society where we have instant gratification all the time, right at our fingertips, we put something on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram and we're like, okay, now I'm going to sit here and wait a few minutes to see if I get any likes or comments or anything to like give me that dopamine of gratification, and that's enough. Well, why is it that those people on your social media can give you that affirmation that you need, that you feel like you need, that, you know, you're doing good, you're doing great, keep doing you, keep it up, but you can't get that affirmation and that sense of worth from yourself? Why is it that everyone else's opinion is so important and your opinion you don't consider? You don't talk to yourself about what you want in life. You don't talk about growing as a person yourself. Why is it that we rely so heavily on what everyone else thinks? And we don't consider or even ask ourselves what we think about things in our life. James 5:12 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, never take an oath by heaven or earth or anything else. Just say a simple yes or no, so that you will not sin and be condemned." So, what I take out of this quote, this verse, is you shouldn't say, you know, I promise to do this, or I'm going to do this tomorrow, I shouldn't, whatever. Like, don't make any promises that you can't keep, essentially. Don't be someone who says, oh yeah, you know, I'll do that, and I'll do it with you tomorrow, and I promise that I'll do this and that and the other thing, and we'll hang out this time. And unless you are going to do it,
don't promise, don't swear by anything, don't, you know, do any of that stuff. Just simply say yes or no, because if you promise that stuff, you're going to probably end up at some point sinning, because you end up lying because you told someone that you were going to do something and then didn't follow through. So simply say, yes, I will, or no, I won't. And I think that in society nowadays, we're so scared to tell people no. We're so scared to offend anyone. We're so scared of ruffling feathers and making someone angry that we don't say no when we don't want to do things. It's your life, sweetheart. Like, why would you tell someone, yes, I want to do that, if realistically you know deep down inside yourself that that's something you don't enjoy doing, it's something that you would never do? Like, I'd rather you be someone who is a bigger set person and completely content with your life and happy with yourself and confident even though, you know, you're heavier set, and be genuinely happy with yourself and not make yourself feel bad because you eat certain things or your weight's out of control or, you know, whatever the case, whatever these labels society puts on you. I'd rather you be happy and enjoying life and living life to your fullest, rocking whatever shape or whatever size, gender, creed, whatever you are, than to say you'll do something and tell someone that, but you know deep down that you aren't going to do it, then just simply say no. Like, it's not going to hurt my feelings if that's something you don't enjoy doing. But just don't tell me that you're going to do it and then back out on me last minute. That's when I'm like, you know, you need to be honest with yourself. You need to have this conversation with yourself. If it's something that you're not ready or prepared to do yet, then give yourself time. Maybe losing the weight isn't something you needed to focus on yet, and you need to focus more on treating yourself with kindness and love and not making yourself feel bad about yourself every day, telling yourself, you know, nasty things inside your head, degrading yourself. Don't do that to yourself, because you are a unique individual. There's no one else like you out there, you know? And so let's be honest with ourselves. Let's not say we're going to do things unless we're going to do them. And if I don't want to do something, and again, I'm a hypocrite, so yes, sometimes I say things, but realistically, I don't really want to do them. But I'm trying to get to that point where I will say what I think, you know? But let's just say what we think. And if you offend someone, I'm sorry that you're offended by my truth, but it still doesn't disqualify that it's truth. It still doesn't make it not real, you know? So let's do a better job at following through with what we say and what we do. Because actions speak louder than words. I believe that's it for this video. I hope you guys got something out of this. I hope that I wasn't yelling at you the whole time. It's something I'm a little passionate about, if you can't tell. And let's just try to say yes and no, so that we don't end up lying to ourselves or lying to other people. And the thing is even if there's someone that doesn't like you, they will respect you if they see that every single time you follow through with what you say, because that produces integrity in yourself. Because you have standards for your life. You aren't like everyone else who one day it's great and the next it's not. And I think there's power in holding yourself at a standard where no matter what happens, you're gonna always do the thing you said you were going to do. And again, this isn't, I'm not trying to blame anyone or shame anyone. I'm just saying, let's be more intentional about what we say and what we do and follow through. So with that being said, that's the end of this video. I hope you got something out of it, and I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will talk to you guys in the next one.